Good afternoon and welcome in. I'm your host, Zach Tomish. We're joined today with the principal for the Marshalltown High School, Justin Bolivar. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Zach. Good to meet you.
Yeah, I appreciate you making a little time for me today. It's kind of been an exciting year. It was your first year in as the interim principal, but now being hired on as the lead principal moving forward. What's it kind of feel like just to have this first year under your belt?
It's been really exciting. If you're a water skier at all, this first year has felt like falling off that ski and getting drugged behind the boat for a short while. So definitely fast, lots of new learning, but lots of excitement too.
Yeah, you know, there's been a ton of excitement just with the upgrades, whether it's the facility outside or some things that happen like in the basement here, this building's. Talk about just kind of navigating through, you know, some of that construction at the beginning of the year and making it all work.
So our teachers have done a great job. You know, that construction project started last year before I came on. So I finished that up this year. So it's still lots of finishing touches to put on at the beginning of this year. So our teachers are still kind of working in a space where they're still trying to put things together, you know, get used to the space, put things away, organize. But they are awesome spaces. We already got kids using printers in the welding shop, all kinds of different things down there. So it's really cool. It's a great experience for our students.
Yeah, as somebody that bought a house last summer, I'll tell you, I've not unpacked all my boxes yet. So I totally understand where you guys are coming from there. But when you think back to this first year or reflect about this last year, what kind of sticks out in your mind as some really positive things that have happened with students?
Just the way students have, you know, worked and navigated all our construction. So whether it be in our chem labs, our chem rooms, our downstairs in the shop areas, students have been really business forward. They're doing a great job. They're resilient. It doesn't seem to bother them. And then in the rest of the building, it's been business as usual. So the kids have done a great job. We had probably one of our best years. Our attendance numbers started to climb. Our behaviors were way down. My hat's off to the students at Marshalltown High School, and they have really made this a positive year, and I think really positive, hopefully, for each one of them. I would hope they say the same thing.
Yeah, so since you kind of touched on behavior being better, one of the things that's gone through the Iowa legislature this year is the no cell phones during class time. I did talk to a superintendent, Dr. Schutte. He said it's kind of the same thing that you guys are already doing. I mean, do you feel that implementing that policy before the legislature has kind of helped with that behavior in school?
I think it has. So our students, for the most part, do a very good job. We'll have some teachers that have students just hand it in. They give them an option. Hey, as long as it's, you know, in your backpack and it doesn't come out during instruction, I'm good with that. You can hang on to it. But some kids elect to put it up because they know, hey, if I have this in my hand, I'm going to be looking at my text and see what's going on. So that's been, for the most part, really good. And students have done a nice job with that.
Yeah, it's great to hear. You know, one thing that is coming up that is obviously big in your building is graduation. That's what everybody wants to know about, is what's coming up for graduation. So what do students need to know ahead of time? I feel like I heard somebody come in and ask about a cap and gown already this morning. What do they need to know about graduation coming up?
Awesome. Great question. So I have a whole list of stuff at the high school here. If anybody wants to reach out to our main office, we have dates, we have sheets that we can hand out. But May 14th, the caps and gowns should be coming in here to the high school and students can start picking those up. One thing we have talked about, you know, not everybody loves it, but we do not allow the decorating of the caps and gowns. We do want students to wear some of their personal regalia, maybe before the ceremony and after the ceremony, get pictures. But during the ceremony, it's kind of about all Marshalltown High School Bobcats of 2025. So then we just ask them to put that stuff kind of under the gown and leave the school awards regalia out so that students that have met some major goals through the school year, they can be recognized through that. So anyway, those will be picked up in May. And then on the 22nd, we have a senior decision day. So kids that have done college career ready, so they're going off to college with their college gear. They're going off to work, maybe someplace here in town or wherever they can wear some, you know, a company t-shirt where they're going to.
Well, Okay. So regalia kind of makes me think, I remember we had like some chords and things when I graduated based off of our GPA. Is that what you mean by regalia?
I do. Yes. And then there's some things out there for National Honor Society. We have volunteer hours. So a lot of our students work towards silver cord hours. And then they would wear that cord as well to kind of just show their dedication to volunteering in our community.
Is there anything else I should ask that the students need to know heading up to what is graduation?
Absolutely. Let me run through some just quick dates on you here. So May 29th is the last day for our seniors. And then May 30th, we will have rehearsal. That students, you need to be here for graduation rehearsal at 8 a.m. at the high school. So you get one more must do. And then June 1st, we're going to have a commencement here at the Roundhouse. So it's going to go fast.
Yeah, it will go fast. What time does that commencement start? And is everybody then, parents, everybody going to be packed into the Roundhouse?
The graduation will start at 2:30 p.m. Runs about an hour and a half. And then the seniors are required to be here by 1:30 so we can get caps, gowns on, make sure everybody has their cords, and then just get ready for the day. So that the seniors will need to be here at 1:30, and we've been telling them, meet us in the auxiliary gym.
All right, perfect. Is there any cost or anything for parents to show up that day, or is it just come and make sure you bring the air horn?
Great question. Please don't bring the air horn. Please don't bring the balloons and the party favors. We have people then have to get up in that large ceiling and pick those out after graduation. But guests will have to have tickets because of fire code. We'll have 5 tickets per student. So if we can't fit everybody into the Roundhouse, then we would move into the Marshalltown Performing Arts Center, where it will be live streamed on the screen. You can hear that really well. And actually, they're probably going to be a lot comfier seats in the Performing Arts Center.
Yeah, that's what my high school did with our auditorium as well. My grandparents elected to sit in there in the comfier seats, a little bit cooler as well. Leading up to graduation, though, we talked about some things that the students need to do. Is there anything that the parents need to do ahead of time? Just really kind of know when it's coming up?
Yes, I think that's the biggest thing. Know that, you know, we still want the kids here on the 30th for rehearsal. Baccalaureate will be at 6 p.m. We have some students that are kind of pushing for baccalaureate, and that's on the 29th, but there'll be more information coming out on that as well.
Okay. Anything else about graduation that people just need to be aware of? I imagine band and choir are going to be playing some tunes.
Band, choir will be there. It's going to be a great celebration of our seniors. One of the things this year where we try to push, you know, no standing, especially on the upper balcony, so we're not blocking the view of people that get there. So people will be asked if they aren't sitting in the bleachers or in chairs on the floor, they are going to be asked to, you know, be off the stairways, off the track, and then into that Performing Arts Center. Just one for safety, and so we don't have overcrowding, and then just so everybody can see. And I guess one thing I got to say is, you know, I've done a lot of graduations, and it's always a super exciting day. Have your cameras charged up and just be ready to really celebrate your graduate on that day.
Yeah. And so then for families, is the best place to enter right there by the big red statues, pretty normal?
That's pretty normal. And then some would know that as the drills statue there right in front of the Roundhouse. So that is the best place to come in. Yes.
So as the principal of the high school, when you think of something like graduation, it's really kind of the culmination of 12, 13 years, if you want to add kindergarten in there as well, of work for these students. What is that as an educator, as the principal of the high school? What do you think about things like graduation?
I just think for some of the students, it's been a haul. Like they were ready to be done 5 years ago, right? So it's exciting to see kids move on to the next chapter of their lives, whether it's going to be, you know, working right away in our community, going off to college. It's just an exciting time to hear what plans are and what they're going to be doing with their lives after Marshalltown High School.
Yeah. When you think about this senior class then too, this will forever be that first senior class where you were a principal. Is there anything thinking back that you got a big smile on your face right now that kind of puts that smile on your face?
I just think of all those faces. And like I said, to, you know, the high fives, the shaking of hands when they come across that stage. And some, it's pretty personal. You've worked really hard with them. So it's exciting.
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier with like cap and gowns, best place to contact would be the main office. Is that for anything graduation?
Yeah. Anything graduation. If you're not quite sure, reach out to our main office. Like I said, you can even stop in if you're here, have your students stop in. We have sheets that kind of spell out all those dates. And then the graduation row or gown hat pickup will be right at our center stairwell on May 14th. So the students have all been made aware of that, and it'll be obvious when they're here.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate the time that you gave us today, just kind of, you know, reflecting a little bit on that first year being the principal at the high school. Congratulations on that job there moving forward. And it'll be fun end of May here to cap everything off with graduation. So thanks for the time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.